How about now?
Hello. So we'll wrap this up. Just ask for your patience. I do need to share a couple of more verses. A verse that that Jim shared with us and wants me to share with you guys. Kind of his foundational vision verse or whatever. And it's both, you'll tell us, it's both for the girls and it's also for the church, because the church in Peru is broken. Certainly we can see things in the church in the United States that are just really need to be changed. But the church in Peru is so influenced, and Catholicism there is a little different than the Catholicism we have here. There's really a sort of a demonic type of a flavor to the whole town of Huanuco. It's, according to Jim, it's a very evil place. And, I see evidence of that, you know, in the lives of these girls and different things. And so, it's a difficult place to be. And there's a lot of, spiritual warfare going on there. But let's go to Isaiah 58:12. And this is kind of Jim's, his theme verse. And he really felt like that we've given him a boost, just our involvement with him, and he feels like that we have helped and are in the process of helping him fulfill what this verse is talking about. And remember, I think it concerns the girls, but I think it also concerns the church. He really has a burden to see that, because none of this works without the church. None of it works without the gospel being preached. It doesn't go anywhere. The real change that we're seeing in these girls' lives, and they're believers. I mean, they're sharing the verses with David. Their lives are changed. It's not just this outward, give them comfort, give them more material things. Their hearts are changed. They're changed. You see the transformation of them that only God can do. And the church needs to be there and needs to be right to carry on this, to make sure that it keeps going. And so, anyway, here's the verse. And he pointed out to me that it speaks about foundations. And he really picked up on the firm foundations and the way that we can help them lay a foundation for the future. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of street with dwellings. And that's a lot of his focus, is to restore the brokenness there. And it's not an easy battle to fight, and at times Jim gets broken, and he doesn't have the same sort of camaraderie and brotherhood. He has some of that, but he hasn't developed it yet, and he's in the process, and he wants it, and he's trying to, but there's a lot of just the way of thinking there doesn't promote that sort of thinking and way of doing things, you know. But while I was there, of course, my concern, and I'm boohooing over here looking at the pictures of the girls, and you know, it's just overwhelming. And you see them, they're not just faces. I mean, you know them, you know, we know them now, you know, and it's like, boy, to think of them not being provided for is just, you know, that's too much. So there's that. But also while I was there, I'm reminded of what my heart is. And, as I was teaching, I was trying to explain what pastor in Spanish, pastor, what it was. And I'm talking about shepherd, and they're all going, same word, you know, same word. Pastor, there is the person that's out in the field with the sheep. It's the same word for the pastor that stands here and does all this stuff. And so, you know, I realized in my heart, you know, really, while I was there, I was praying for you guys, thinking about you. My heart was here, but my heart was there. But also with those men that were there. And my desire for what God would do in their life. That was an overwhelming concern for me while I was there. It was each one of those guys and making sure whatever I could do to see that God's purposes was accomplished in them. And so we had communion with Jim the morning we left, and he shared with us that verse from Isaiah. And I shared this verse from Lamentations 3:40, right after Jeremiah. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and our hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled And it goes on with the particular case with the people of Israel there. But, you know, things for us, and maybe even things for you, after you see all this, you're exposed to it, you're impacted by it, things will be different. Naturally, they'll be different for us for a while. That's just, there's no way around it. You know, when you see the poverty, when you experience the camaraderie, when you get to know the girls, the daily dependence we had, you know, we found that, you know, before we would go out in the day, we would pray, we'd ask God to help us, and David and I are walking over to teach, we're going, we can't do this, and we'll pray, walking down the street, we're just praying. And there's this intensity of dependency on God. And things will be different for you guys for a while, with your work, with your wives, and maybe you're just more thankful in general. But unless God does something in your heart, unless you really, truly yield yourself to Him, these changes are temporary. And what a tragedy that will be if they're temporary changes. One of the results that we should see happen is, and you guys should hold us accountable and look for this in us, is you should see a true humility and a desire to bring glory to God in everything we do. And you should see us respond to the call. That's what you should call us to. Because we have this experience, it's happened to us, and we'll be held accountable to respond to it. Much, him who much is given, much will be required. And we must respond to this. The purposes of Christ must shift and be centered to our life and no longer ourself and our own selfish desires. And we ask you to hold every single one of us accountable to that. There should be a for real, honest to goodness, getting through the barriers, get over the humps, forsake self, and follow Christ and be about His purposes for our whole life. That's what God has called us to on this trip. I have no doubt about that. We need to knock down those barriers, whatever thing we're holding back from God, and follow Him with our whole heart and begin to share the gospel here and to reach out to here just like we did back there. And we need to lead the charge in that. Things need to be different with this church. They really do. We need to be about God's purposes with our whole heart. It's easy to focus on the things of God with the intensity that we had down there. Really, if you were there, you would have done the same thing we did. It's easy. You have to. But it's a little easier here to get comfortable and just start living for self and do what we want to do and do the obligations of the church and those sort of things. But to really give yourself to God, now's the time to do that. And that call that David gave to us is for all of us. It's not but we men that were there. We need to lead the way because we've had that opportunity. It's been given to us. So I hope that we can have a passion for God's purposes here and around the world and take the gospel to our neighbors no matter the cost. There's always a cost associated with taking the gospel, whether it's getting thrown in prison or people maybe looking the other way or hiding from you or whatever. There's always a cost. And I think that all of these things center around a growth in selflessness. That's the problem. Selfishness, self-focus is the problem. And I believe our growth here is centered around a selflessness. And you cannot fake that very convincingly for very long. We can fake it on our natural high we have going now. But we can't fake it for long. So we ask you to hold us to the fire. And I pray that we will lead the charge and that things will be different for this church. We'll see abundant fruit because we're willing to lay down our lives for the sake of the call. That's our calling, every single one of us. So I think we have a song. And what?
Abide.
Oh, we had this. Jim gave us this little thing when we've been doing it ever since. You know, secret handshakes. It's not a secret anymore, though. So we would shake hands. Anytime we're parting ways to go somewhere, we shake hands and just simply say abide, which is abide in Christ. So, Ken, if you would... Did I miss something? Ken, if you'll close us in prayer. I think we have a song. And we'll wrap it up. You're up.